What's up, ladies and gents? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company. And today I want to talk about, you know, love. What is love? And many of us are searching for that the feeling. We're searching for what it may look like. We're searching for what someone else may have. We're searching for the core of our being, because as humans, this is something we were taught as a kid. And I believe when you get older and you become into who you are as an individual, you learn what love isn't. It causes you to put up a wall. It causes you to look at life in a different perspective. It causes you to be misinformed about people, especially people close to you. You question yourself, like, look, do I give love? Do I receive love? Am I capable of loving? Do I know how to love? What does love look like? You know, full circle. And I think what happens is that, you know, people don't, I don't know if anybody really looked at this, you know, wholeheartedly, but, you know, you find out what love is when you're a child. When you become an adolescent, you find out what love isn't, you know, meaning that you find out at home, you find out at school, you find out in your neighborhood, you find out through your peers, you find out through even your loved ones. And you start to question, you know, that makes you, and I'm not saying that people are not capable of love. I'm saying that people go through different stages in their life where they are not capable of giving you something they don't have. And you think as a child, this will be a memory or this will be something that you could gravitate to all the time. And in reality, that may not be the case. But think about when you grow up, what you don't learn or what someone doesn't teach you or what is not a factor that you research or that you write a paper about or any of those things. You know, you find out even in growing up in your household what betrayal is, what favoritism is, what loneliness is, what these different things that we, you know, have taken hold to as, you know, a way, not a way of life, but how life may be. And then we realize, like, wow, does this person really love me? Do they really care about me? You know, what are they dealing with? And I feel like when it comes down to the word love, it has everything to do with communication. You know, how a person communicates with you, what they say, how they say it, what their body language is, how they, you know, do they yell, do they scream, do they sit down and talk with you, do they get you to understand what has taken place, or do they even take the time out to even care? And you look at the factors, you look at the matter, you look at, wow, maybe this person is acting out in a way because they wasn't loved, or they were not cared about, or they're portraying their actions on me based on what someone else has done to them. And I think what really hurts is that when a person doesn't sit down or they don't take the time out to communicate with you or talk with you or ask questions or say, hey, look, I'm sorry, this was going on in my life. I realize it affected you. And I realize that, you know, I could have done better. I could have done these things, but I myself was, you know, dismayed. I myself was hurting. I myself was in a place of discontentment. And we fail. We fail in an area we don't go back and try to change the matter. We don't go back and try to make things right. We don't go back because we shrug off what has been done to us. We shrug off what has taken place. We shrug off and we sweep things up under the rug and we get discontent about a situation and about circumstances that, you know, overtake our lives. And many of us, some things are out of our control. many of us things are in within our control. We have these choices and decisions that we make every day, whether we want to show love or not show love. And it all depends on how you feel about the person. You can tell, a person can tell you whether they love you a lot or not, whether they love you or not. And it comes down to the communication. It comes down to the relationship. It comes down to where their heart is in that time. And a lot of time it may not have anything to do, and the majority of the time it has everything to do with you. And in the likeness of, people take things very serious and very, you know, very personal, and they never come and talk to you. They never take the time out to say, you know what? This happened. I'm trying to wrap my head around this, but can you explain to me what's going on? Or can you talk to me about what's taking place? Can we get some understanding? No. And a lot of times this tears family apart. It tears good relationships apart. Mothers and fathers, daughters and mothers, or vice versa. And it's funny because you can see when somebody going through something. And you want to show the affection. You want to show, you know, that you care. You want to show this, but they're incapable of giving it back. And that's what may hurt. That love that you give, you want it back. It's an investment. You want that same love back. And it really boils down to, at the end of the day, respect. Do I respect you enough, or do I see value in you enough to come to you, to talk about this matter, to reconcile this matter, to make sure that me and you are okay, to make sure that me and you have a place where we can build and we can build this relationship? But some people just don't care. They would rather you have a mental breakdown and your heart be broken in a million pieces than to come to you, because coming to you is going to hurt, but not coming to you can cause you to fall apart. And I think it matters. I think it matters to the point that you take the time out. But many of us say we love God, but we could care less about our own brothers and sisters. We could care less about our parents. We could care less about our loved ones, but we love God so much. We love God. We will pray to God till the wheels fall off. We can beg to God for this and that and, you know, this and that, but we never pray for it. Look, God, show me how to love. Take this pain away. Take this heartache away. Take this malice out of my being, out of my soul. What profits a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I'm connected to you by soul. We are soul purpose. We are soul individuals. We are solely family. You are solely my mother. You are solely my father. You are my being. And some people just don't care. And that's what causes heartache. That's what causes the mental health. That's what causes the anxiety. That's what causes the depression. That's what causes you to think about it over and over and over again. You're thinking to yourself, what did I do? What did I do so bad that you couldn't come and you couldn't take the time out to talk to me? You couldn't take the time out to understand. You didn't even take the time out to ask. You didn't take the time out to do that. And it built a wall. It not only built a wall, it built a bubble. In order for you not to come in order for me not to understand, I built this bubble around me because I don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't trust you. I don't care for you like that. I love you, but I don't care for you like that. I feel like you've done this to me and you've done that to me, but I don't care for you like that. When a person is showing you a thing, if they're showing you a thing, that's what that is. Until they show you different. Until you realize, like, wait a minute. This ain't love at all. This is a little bit of deceit. This is, you know, calamity. This doesn't feel good at all.
And I'm trying to make sense of it. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out what did I do and why you push me aside? Why you caused me not to be in the midst of? Why did you push me away? You don't want me to talk about it because it hurt too bad. You want to reverse the psychology as if I'm scorning you or as if I'm making you feel bad. No, I want to talk about it. I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to break this yoke. I want to actually have a relationship with you. But if you don't want to have a relationship, tell me. You don't have to continue to show me time after time. You know, we in, we out, we out, we in. You like me one day, you hate me the next day. What did I do? And you people wonder why you get to a place like, wow, like the most hate came from my family, or the most hate came from my friendships, or the most hate came out of a place where I was, you know, wanting to go to get help. The most hate came from my work. The most hate came from individuals from my background. The most hate came from women, or it came from men, or it came from my child, or it came from places I wasn't expecting. And I'm asking myself, like, what happened? You treated me in such a way that it gave me no room to speak for myself. It gave me no room to have justification. It gave me no room or no right to be vindicated. When I see love, I notice it. When I feel love, I feel it. When I'm around love, it's energy. It ain't about what you give a person. You can give a person money here and there, and them people can still hate you and still dislike you. You can go out of your way for a person, but they will still hate you. They will still dislike you and never tell you, but it will come out. What's in the dark will come to the light. You can say, I'm sorry. You can say, forgive me. But what's in a person's heart is in their heart. How they feel, how they talk, how they are deprived of what love really is. Love don't show no favoritism. It doesn't confuse you. It doesn't put you in a place where you have a misunderstanding. It is not, that's not what love is. Sometimes when I'm sitting and I'm watching certain TV shows and I'm watching, they sometimes, you know, it's good because they gave a replica, you know, saying, you know what, I really love, even though they play the character, they try to get you to understand this is what love is in a sense. I'm gonna go back and apologize. I'm going to go back and say, hey, let's fix this. But sometime when a person has demised you, it's out of pure hate. It is, you know what? I'm not fooling with them. I hate it. 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 Of course we're not on TV. Of course people say, we wish this, we lived in a perfect world. We're not trying to make it a perfect world. We're not even trying to have decent relationships. We're not even trying. That's what hurt. And I hear people say, oh, you know, I don't want to get together for Thanksgiving because such and such coming. I ain't got time for, you know, when it comes to Christmas, such and such acting like this. Well, they got a reason. They probably been dogged out. You know, thrown with the wind, unprotected, unheard. Think about that. Think about what love really is and see if you're capable of it. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva, in company with a little bit of Ladies and Gents. Peace out.